always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. As expected, the 90-minute debate between President Biden and former President Trump last night got personal. And quickly, during the CNN presidential debate, Trump accused Biden of weakness.
Israel's the one that wants to go. He said the only one who wants to keep going is Hamas. Actually, Israel is the one, and you should let him go and let him finish the job. He doesn't want to do it. He's become like a Palestinian, but they don't like him because he's a very bad Palestinian. He's a weak one.
Biden, during the CNN presidential debate, referenced Trump's recent felony conviction in New York.
How many billions of dollars do you owe in civil penalties for molesting a woman in public, for doing a whole range of things, of having sex with a porn star on the night while your wife was pregnant? I mean, what are you talking about? You have the morals of an alley cat.
Trump repeated numerous lies and exaggerations throughout the evening, and Biden stumbled frequently on his answers, often failing to make his points, especially early in the debate. The two will have another chance to go at one another in September. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Now with more, here's Peter King.
University of Virginia politics professor Larry Sabato says the president's somewhat shaky and erratic performance has many Democrats worried.
I've received more messages than I can count from Democrats who are, on the one hand, panicking, on the other, trying to find a way to get another nominee.
One Democratic viewer in Maine says Biden, quote, didn't have the spark they needed last night. This Tucson Democrat says Biden showed his age, but he's still backing him.
We're doing as good as we can with what we have, and we got to go for someone who's a real person.
As for Trump, he's claiming victory and hoping for another win from the Supreme Court today. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
What we're waiting for are the decisions that affect former President Trump. That include both the question of whether he has immunity and also the question of whether the obstruction statute can be used in prosecuting him and others.
Those decisions could come down later this morning. Well, the heat seems to come and go, and this time it's coming again with a vengeance as much of the South prepares for a broiling kind of weekend. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Plano, Texas.
Cities from Atlanta to Dallas could see temperatures in the triple digits heading into the weekend. More rain is in the forecast for areas around the edges of the heat dome, including the flooded states in the upper Midwest, where more severe thunderstorms are ahead.
Other places have been unseasonably cool. Parts of central and upstate New York were deep into the 40s overnight. Wall Street S&P futures are up 21. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, good morning, and for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow. Oak Creek last night saw a tragedy with three young men going into Lake Michigan. The rough waters made it tough to rescue them. Two did get out. One remains in critical condition this morning. A third young man died of drowning in the rough water last night. Up in the Pewaukee, Waukesha area, tragic accident at a construction site left one construction worker dead, another in the hospital, and one of the drivers involved also losing her life. With the holiday season approaching, authorities are warning people to please slow down in construction zones to avoid tragedies like that. Here in Racine County this weekend, Breakfast on the Farm has been rescheduled. Of course, it got rained out last week out near Burlington. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 11 a.m., they're going to do Breakfast on the Farm at the county fairgrounds near Union Grove. You can get a great breakfast of eggs, meat, sausage, all kinds of fun desserts and fruit, too. It's $10 at the gate, and it will be indoors. So if the rain continues early tomorrow morning, you still have a chance to enjoy Breakfast on the Farm. And that's what you need to know this morning. We'll have more news at the bottom of the hour. And if you want to catch our newscast, you'll hear them the top and bottom throughout the day and online on demand at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Chicago Cubs, and manager Craig Counsell, whose team has lost three of their last four series, the Cubs right now in last place in the NL Central.
This is the way the game works. You're going to have a result, and you're going to have a game the next day. And you can't let the result for the night before affect the result, you know, the play the next day. Obviously, we're not getting the results we want.
The NBA draft wrapped up. The Bucks selecting guard A.J. Johnson and 6'11" forward Tyler Smith out of Houston, Texas. There were a lot of trades for picks last night. tied in the second round. Did the Bucks receive a lot of offers to give up their pick at number 33?
Yeah, I mean, especially where we were, there was a lot of conversation, calls from agents, calls from other teams wanting to move up into our spot, into our position. But we had our process in place and knew that if our player was there, we were definitely going to select that player.
That's the Bucks' assistant general manager, Milt Newton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers today. Our high 77 this afternoon with wind out of the south at 10 to 20. Rain and thunderstorms tonight, 68. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 85. Then on Sunday, sunshine with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
I don't trust anybody. I don't trust my phone. You ever download an app and it starts asking you questions? Hey, do you mind if I share information with your other apps? I mean, yes, I mind. How do you even know him? What the hell is going on? They're all up to something, those apps. You know it. That's their goal. They want to stay on your phone as long as possible. That's why it's so hard to delete an app. You ever try to delete an app? You got to do that hard press on the phone, first of all. All the apps start shaking. Oh, they know somebody's going. They know this. This is judgment day for one of them. One of them. Just looking around, seeing what each other did, like thinking about who's going. That's why they make that little X so small. It's small in the corner. Because you can't get it with your fat thumb, and you hit anywhere else on the screen, and everything settles. And they're like, and then you got to fire it up again. And they're like, oh my gosh, this guy's relentless. They're thinking about what they did. Oh, he's definitely getting rid of me. It's not you, it's me. I'm learning Spanish in 30 days. This idiot couldn't learn Spanish if he was raised in Guatemala for 30 years.
Greatest rock and roll movies ever made. A Hard Day's Night, The Beatles, I Should Have Known Better. 609 WRJN, I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this, today, Friday? Yeah, Friday morning. Dave Mack's going to be here talking about Fourth Fest, the big parade coming up next Thursday. Also coming up, we'll be talking to Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theater. He's got a couple of new movies opening up this weekend. So Brett will be here with us today. I see TripAdvisor released a list of the best tourist attractions in the world for 2024. They base it on reviews. So what did people say? Well, this year's number one tourist attraction is a famous U.S. landmark. According to the reviews, the best tourist attraction in the world is the Empire State Building. Now, if you can deal with the long lines, the views are pretty good. I've been up there a couple of times. They also ranked the top amusement parks around the world. They gave the top spot to Disneyland. Disneyland in Paris. Number one in the U.S. is Dollywood in Tennessee. Number two is Disney World in Florida. I wonder what the Paris Disney World has that they don't have in Orlando. It's 6:10 coming up. We got the Cubbies today. They're coming in for three games with the Brewers. Tonight's game 6:35 on WRJN. Cloudy chance of showers today with a high near 77. Showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 69. Chance of morning showers tomorrow. They're becoming sunny with a high near 86. And sunny on Sunday with a high near 70. So not a bad weekend for getting out and doing things. I'm going to the breakfast over at the farm breakfast at Racine County Fairgrounds. That should be fun. Right now, we have some drizzle in the area, 65 degrees here at Radio Park. Ah, CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, with local news and timeless hits. Looking out my back door, this is WRJN, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and 1400 AM.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest. Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by magician.
Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Hey, come and enjoy the Racine Concert Band's 102nd season of free concerts Sunday nights through August 11th this summer at the Band Shell at the Racine Zoo. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs. The music begins at 7:30 this Sunday night.
Hurt me, but it's
News and timeless hits with J.J. Jackson on WRJN, but it's all right. Good morning. It's 6:17, make it 6:16. I'm rushing things a little bit here. The reason is, if you're supposed to be at work at 9 o'clock, what time do you get there? 8:45, 9 o'clock, 9:05, 9:15, or it's anyone's guess. According to a survey, almost half of those between the ages of 16 and 26 believe that being 5 to 10 minutes late is essentially the same as being on time. Except in radio. If you're 5 to 10 minutes late and there's nothing on the radio, you're late. You got to get here at least a half hour before. If you don't, you're late. Could you imagine getting 10 minutes late? I'm on time. No, you're not. What if you had to open up a business? 10 minutes late is unacceptable. It's 6:17 at WRJN. Cloudy, a chance of showers today. Highs near 77 right now. We're not many drizzle here at Radio Park. They're saying drizzle, but I don't see any out there. Just cloudy, 65 degrees at Radio Park.
Check, check, 1, 2. These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest.
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss 3 unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is celebrating the official arrival of summer by featuring their gourmet cream puffs. These refreshing treats were introduced last year to much fanfare. They're available in 2 sensational varieties, cherry almond and chocolate mousse. So do stop in and enjoy them. While there, pick up a loaf of O&H's country fresh bread. It's specially priced at $4.75 a loaf. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or VivaLift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Racine's incredible Fourth Fest is coming up fast, and WRJN invites you to help kick off the celebration this Saturday at Ives Groves for a fun day of golf supporting the parade. For $120 per golfer, you'll play 18 holes and then enjoy a delicious lunch and dinner at Route 20. Racine's Fourth Fest Parade is the crown jewel of Midwest parades, and anything you can do to support it is welcome. To get signed up for golf this Saturday, call Lou at 262-620-4274.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
It's 6:21 at WRJN. Dave Mack's going to be coming up. David Mack, our alderman, but also one of the board members of Fourth Fest at 7 o'clock this morning here at WRJN.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Longer, it will grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Yeah. How much longer? No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way,
and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. He's coming after you.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, he knows what you've been trying, and he knows that you've been lying.
He's been gone for such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were. Save my reputation.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I
626 WRJN local news and timeless hits with Elvis. This is Kentucky Rain at WRJN Radio.
7 lonely days and a dozen times ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. For a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long. My love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you a photograph to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
Kentucky Rain at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits at 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere. A legendary frequency of 1400 AM. This is pretty difficult, what I'm going to ask you to do right now. If you can have 5,000 of anything that starts with the letter Y, what would you choose? It's harder than you think. Some options are 5,000 yen, 5,000 yaks, 5,000 Yamaha products, 5,000 yams, yogurts, years of income, I like that, years of extended warranty on your car, YouTube subscribers, yoga pants, or 5,000 yachts. When you think about it, 5,000 of what with the letter Y? That's kind of difficult. And when I first read that, oh, this is nothing. Then I started reading it. Man, there aren't many things that I want 5,000 of that begin with the letter Y. It's 6:30 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Let's check news coming up right now with Chris.
Good morning from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles this morning. Well, last week we got rained out with breakfast on the farm out near Burlington. This week it's rescheduled for tomorrow morning. Breakfast on the farm scheduled at the county fairgrounds in Union Grove from 7 to 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. The ticket price, $10, includes a big breakfast and all kinds of fun things. The good news on this one is, even if it keeps raining tomorrow morning for a while, the Breakfast on the Farm event's being held in the barn. A Mount Pleasant man has been accused of invading a woman's home and threatening her with a baseball bat and knives. The man, who is 53, was charged late last week with armed burglary, criminal damage to property, carrying a concealed knife, and disorderly conduct. Of course, those are felonies. If convicted, he could be fined and sentenced up to 15 years in prison or both. A few other charges in there are misdemeanors. Apparently, it happened during an active burglary call about 12:45 in the morning, back in the 800 block of Jackson Street. The trial has been set for next month. I caught this story from the Racine County Eye this morning. People who tune into the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in the middle of July will have a chance to see a familiar face on the big stage. Racine native Ben May, a 2000 graduate of St. Catharines High School, has been a full-time MLB umpire since 2022. He was named earlier this week to work his first All-Star Game. He'll be on the left field side for the 94th annual Midsummer Classic between the American and National Leagues. It's going to be played in Texas on July 16th. And a contest once described as a hooligans game played by gentlemen will take over Kenosha's Kennedy Park this weekend. It's a rugby tournament happening next to the lakeshore, running all day tomorrow. It's the 24th annual Harborfest Sevens Rugby Tournament. It's organized by the Kenosha Mammoths Rugby Club, with the event listing saying they want people to come watch, get interested in the game, and enjoy some post-game pork. There's more on the Visit Kenosha website if you want to find out more about it. Well, it could be kind of a 50-50 weekend. Our forecast details coming up here in just a bit. That's what's happening in news this morning. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow. We do have news for you at the top and bottom of every hour, or if you miss it on the radio, catch it on demand at WRJN.com.
Like sand in an hourglass, time is quickly passing for Ashley Hagenow, our 76th Alice in Dairyland. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. Yeah, next week is the last of Alice in Dairyland duties for Ashley Hagenow. Haley Heinzel will take over as our 77th Alice, officially July 8th. Hagenow says as she reflects on her year of service, she's seen a lot of personal and professional growth.
When you start day one, and then as you start to wrap up this year, it is incredible. All of those experiences and conversations that shape you throughout this year of service, and you leave this experience a way better person, I like to think, because of all that Alice in Dairyland is and all that she does each and every year. So I'm excited to take all of the knowledge gained and the skills that I've gained this year into my future, both personally and professionally. And I'm just forever grateful for this experience of serving as Alice in Dairyland and being that connection to the industry of agriculture.
One more week on the job for that young lady, Ashley Hagenow, our current 76th Alice in Dairyland.
Introducing Certain Herbicide, the latest corn innovation from BASF. It brings powerful PPO residual chemistry into a pre-through early post application thanks to novel solid encapsulation technology. Apply from pre-plant to V3 and get up to 8 weeks of residual control or suppression of 79 broadleaf and grass weed species. Don't chase weeds all through the season. Attack them before they emerge with Certain Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and giant ragweed. Left undisturbed, they will become the most dangerous foes to corn plants. But in the early season, these weeds are at their weakest. Now is the time. A predator lurks. Certain Herbicide attacks, unleashing full residual power before weeds have a chance to emerge. Pre or early post application, they are hopeless against such effective chemistry. Certain Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
And Wisconsin farmers have a new partnership to try to help things go smoothly. Farm Rescue. It's a nonprofit organization that helps farm families that have suffered some major illness, an injury, or a natural disaster. They'll plant, they'll hay, they'll harvest, they'll haul commodities, they'll feed your livestock. Wisconsin officially becomes a 9th state involved in the Farm Rescue organization, effective July 1st. This new opportunity for Wisconsin is made possible by donations from John Deere, Anheuser-Busch through their Busch Light brand, and Nutrien Ag Solutions. Any families that are looking for this assistance can take a look at farmrescue.org. Farmrescue.org. I'm PM Yonke.
Mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers today. Our high 77 this afternoon with wind out of the south at 10 to 20. Rain and thunderstorms tonight, 68. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 85. Then on Sunday, sunshine with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
I was watching Animal Planet. Do you know that the male seahorse has the baby? And I was thinking, why don't they just call that the female seahorse? You know, it's just some stubborn scientist, you know? Yeah, that one there is male seahorse. Bill, that one's having a baby. Male has the baby. You're fired. My favorite animal is the manatee, the sea cow. Have you ever seen that animal? The manatee is endangered, and I think it's because it's out of shape. It looks like a retired football player. You ever seen it on the Discovery Channel? It's always floating around like, I'm bloated. Too much pizza.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Goodbye.
Vibrations, the Beach Boys, and WRJN, local news and timeless hits. A study found three healthy habits that can up your chances of living to 100 years old. Stop smoking, start exercising, and eat a diverse selection of healthy foods. The problem is, every time we do a story about one of these people that lives to 105 years old, there's always alcohol involved. They always say, well, I have a drink every morning. But when you ask the experts, they say, no, this is what keeps you living longer. But what about those people that take drinks every day? A little shot of booze, and they're living to 103, 104 years old. How does that work? Cher, Gypsy, Tramps, and Thieves, 641. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. A boy just saw the mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Chance of showers, highs near 77 today. Showers, thunderstorms tonight, low 69. Chance of morning showers tomorrow, then becoming sunny with a high near 86. Sunday sunny, highs near 70. Right now, it's cloudy and 66 degrees at Radio Park with Smokey and the Miracles, the Tracks of My Tears at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
People say I'm the life of the party cause I tell a joke or two.
Tracks of My Tears, Smokey and the Miracles, 646 at WRJN. Dave Mack is here early, and which is fine. It's always nice to be early than late. I'd rather have a guest show up early, obviously, than late. But I did a thing earlier. If you can have 5,000 of anything that begins with the letter Y, what would you take? It's not as easy as you think. Because what yams? I mean, yogurt? Yaks? Yaks was in there? Yeah.
You could probably make some money from 5,000 yaks.
I know, but it's not always about money.
No, it's not.
It's about, you know, what do you want 5,000
of? But trying to think of something that starts with a Y?
I know. It's tricky, isn't it?
And then they have 5,000 of them?
Well, somebody put 5,000 years of income.
Mm.
But do you get it all at once, or do you get it like over the course of 5,000 years?
It's like the lottery. If you take the one lump sum, you get a reduced amount, you still get it all at one time.
Did you hear about American Idol, how that works?
No.
It's a 40-year, the million-dollar prize at American Idol is a 40-year annuity. 40 years. And if you take the lump sum, it's $300,000 after taxes, $150,000. So when you win $1 million on American Idol, you only get $150,000 if you take the lump sum. What a scam.
And if you take it over 40 years, what does that come out to? What,
it comes out to $1 million.
No, but like...
Well, you still pay taxes on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe 20
grand a year or something.
But still, 40 years?
Yeah.
What if you're 30? You get, by the time you're 80, you get the payout, and a lot of people don't live to 80.
Well, you got to be a certain age to be on American Idol. That's one of those where... You can't exceed, like, I don't know, I'm going to pull the number out of the air, but like 25. So obviously you, Don, are not eligible for American Idol.
But... First of all, I don't have any talent for American Idol. I'd have to have that first, then we could talk about it. Although I am taking piano lessons.
That's not something that American Idol looks for. They want somebody that can sing.
Oh, you can't play the people. I'm thinking of America's Got Talent. Yeah. American Idol. You know, and I'm sure the people on there don't look for the prize. They look for the fame they can get out of American Idol. And when you think about it, Kelly Clarkson did well out of there. I can't think of her name. The blonde singer. Oh, country singer. I can't think of her name.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah. Was a winner. And then there were people that didn't win on American Idol that did well. Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah.
She came in eighth place on American Idol, and she went on to win an Academy Award.
There was a guy from Wisconsin, Danny Gokey. He's done okay.
He's not a household name. Yeah. I mean, he's not like a Kelly Clarkson where you say the name and everybody, oh, yeah, I know Kelly Clarkson.
So my wife had a recording studio, or not a recording studio, I'm sorry. She had a vocal studio, and she gets a call, and this gal wants to come in for voice lessons. And she gets there and she tells my wife that she is a finalist for one of those shows, but she can't talk about it. And we kind of figured out, you know, probably American Idol. And sure enough, she was a finalist on American Idol. But she started singing. My wife said, I can't do anything for you. She had a phenomenal voice, but still didn't make it. And then, that Betsy Aide from Southeast Wisconsin here, she was on, American Got Talent.
I don't watch any of those shows. No.
She did quite well. She had that edgy look, you know, but...
Unless she's on Survivor, I never heard of her.
There's a lot that goes into it. It's not just having a great voice, but they want you to have a certain look. They want you to be edgy. They want you to be something different than what everyone else is. And, you know, you look at Elvis... And good example of somebody that was quite different. You know, he started out working with Sam Phillips, singing some of the songs of the day, but it was when he just started freelancing on That's All Right, Mama. It's like, wow, this is different. This isn't what we are used to. And boom.
I know.
The course of music was changed that day.
Yeah, talent pops up from out of nowhere. I mean, look at you. I expected you to be homeless. Look at you. You're doing pretty good. Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Friends like Don Rosen, who needs enemies?
And you did very well for yourself. It's 651 WRJN, local news, timeless hits. How about some commercials now?
Check, check, one, two.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Potawatomi Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Just a question.
that big white bird. Gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close. Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down by 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave.
Frank and Reynolds, they had like one or two hit songs. That's about it. And